اللهم صل على سيدنا. وأما من خاف مقام ربي ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. The road to Jannat is simple, it is just two steps. The second step takes you to Allah Ta'ala, takes you to Jannat. Then the first step, what is it all about? وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Restrain yourself from wrong temptations and wrong desires. We are human and we'll be confronted with all types of temptations, desires, ego, pride. All of these obstacles are bound to come on our way. And Allah Ta'ala's command is وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, that you restrain yourself from wrong temptations and wrong desires. Now, the question that comes about after this is that what will simplify this process that we can easily restrain ourselves? Because by our nature we are beset with being tempted and influenced. Something tempts you, something attracts you, and before long you are already a victim of the temptation. See something, you hear something, and it's not very long after that that you are tempted, you are driven towards it. So in this very verse Allah Ta'ala shows the solution. Man khafa maqama rabbi, the one who fears standing before the tribunal of Allah Ta'ala. That you'll have to stand before Allah Ta'ala and give a detailed account of all your works. Discreet or open, however it happened, but you'll have to give a detailed account of all your works. Then that moment is so terrifying that in this world when we are confronted with a problem, then we have two things before us, either affluence or influence. We see the person right, the biggest of persons or the lowest of persons. When you buy the person either with affluence, with wealth, etc., or with influence, he gets suppressed. He's suppressed with the influence, or he is overwhelmed with the affluence, with wealth. So this is what's happened. This is now the currency of the time internationally. Look at any place, and this is how people are bought off, either with affluence, wealth, or either with influence, they are suppressed. But now when you look at the tribunal of Allah Ta'ala, when you're standing in His court, then nothing works, because the currencies mean nothing to Him. Got no value. Like how you see that you hear in a certain country, the currency has been devalued. Like you got stacks and stacks of dollars, right? But the government announces all this has been devalued, it's no value. So what happens to the person at that time? You understand how will be the level of his stress at that time. At that time, how depressed he will feel. There is stacks of it, the whole room full of this notes, $1,000 bills, from the ground right to the roof, and stashed up. And now there's a declaration, there's an announcement that everything has been devalued, no value whatsoever. What happens to the person? So by Allah Ta'ala, these things have no value. Similarly, here, if we are in a problem, we are caught in a situation, then we look for contacts and influences. And then, by Allah Ta'ala, even the influence and the contact doesn't mean anything. كُلُّهُمْ آتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. When we appear before Allah Ta'ala, we are appearing bare and alone. No contacts, no influence, no affluence, nothing works. You will give a detailed account of all your works, discreet or open, but give a detailed account of all what you have done. Then it'll be either you're going on to the right, that is towards Jannat, or you're going on the other side, that is towards Jahannam. So now, the one man utiya kitabu bishimali, understand now, after the whole exercise, the interrogation process, then it's ruled that this person is going to Jahannam, or it's ruled that he's going to Jannah. One of the two things are going to take place. There's going to be a decision taken at that spot. So that person that is going to Jahannam is dispatched, then before the ruling, there's a detailed inventory done on the person. What have you been doing here? You were this mall here, or you were this place, and what have you been doing? Were you careful of your glances? Were you careful of your behavior? Were you careful of your interaction? I saw some woman there, the cashier, and did you behave yourself correctly or incorrectly? What happened there? And then, by Allah Ta'ala, nothing can be concealed. Whether it's within the heart, whether it's within the eye, whether it's within the ear, but nothing is concealed from Allah Ta'ala. At that moment, that person will say, that Ma aghna anni maliya, halaka anni sundaniya. You say it. Say that now on this day, my wealth is of no use, my contacts and my authority, my influence is also of no use. Everything is gone. So now that's what happens to a person that did not believe, or he went totally wrong. Then after that, this whole process continues, and when the process continues, then announcement is made, Aza Yomul Fas, where is a Nufus Zuwijat, that group up, like for like. You join up, like for like. So, those that were Tahajjud Guzar, they were regular in the Tahajjud, they were committed to Taqwa, looking after their sight, looking after their tongues, looking after their times. So, that was one group of people, and they are grouped on side, distinguished according to their actions. So if something was much distinguished in that person, then he's grouped accordingly. The one that tolerated and endured only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, not for any convenience, not for name, not for recognition, but he was tolerant, he endured the difficulties, the problems that came in his way. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, he endured. He remained firm in his deen. He didn't have a balancing approach, rather he remained steady and straight in his deen without any balancing attitude. And apart from that, he endured the difficulties that he encountered because of his steadiness. He remained enduring, forbearing and tolerant. So they are grouped together. And when they group together, then the announcement is made by Allah Ta'ala that where are the people of Izzah today? People of recognition, people of honor today. Those that are particular about sabr, those that are particular about tahajjud, etc., they are asked to stand up and move, march into Jannat, and no interrogation, no processes, no immigration, no customs, absolutely no checking. Go, the carpet has been rolled out straight to Jannat. So this is one group. Then there's another group, it's also marshaled before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the whole interrogation starts off. They are being interrogated, and not only interrogated, but everything is being asked in detail. Everything is being asked in detail. So, you got this money, where did you get the money from? How did you earn it? Did you rob? Did you cheat? Did you speak a lie? Did you deceive anybody? Was it interest? Was it clear? So everything you're being checked up for. Right? And then, obviously, when you've been checked up to the last detail, then you can't go through. It's going to be very difficult. And you grouped up accordingly, either وَإِذَنْ نُفُوسُ زُوِجَتْ أَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ, the day of sorting out. And according to you are distinguished according to your actions and your works. So now, there's a person that like to see wrong, pawn, etc. And they are all grouped up together, all pawning people on one side. Looking at movies, wrong, Bollywood. Now you are all grouped up in one place. Even before Suzuvich, according to your actions, you are being grouped up. You like the ways of Christians and the Jews, and you are not inclined to the ways of Allah Ta'ala, His Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in your behavior, in your ways, in your marriages, in your living styles, etc. You like the ways, now go with the Christians, go with the Jews, go with the Kafirs. You like that? You like that? You had an inclination towards it? As the Yawmul Fasl, a day of sorting out, جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ. Now, you have gathered all, everybody is on one plane. You are there, your child is there, your grandfather is there, your grandchild is there, your daughter, daughter-in-law, your uncles, your friends and foes, all are there. And then you are grouped with this class of people that were guilty of some type of indecent activity, whether with your eyes, whether with your tongue, whether in some other way, but indecent, you are grouped accordingly. You like the ways of Christians, Western, etc. You like all that. And you discarded the way of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now you group with the people that you had liked. You love them. You love their ways. You love their culture in your weddings, in your parties, in your dawahs, etc. You love all of that. So you be grouped up with them. So this type of sickness starts off from the West. And then we ape the West. If they are sending their girls to school, mixed gatherings, then because they are doing it, we must do it. If they aren't wearing topis on the hat to identify as Muslims, then we must do the same thing. So whatever the West, whatever the Christian is doing, then the Muslim wants to ape it. لَتَتَّبَعُنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ. You will follow them hand by hand, hand for one hand, just a hand length, on shibr. Right? You are following them, you like their ways. You committed yourself to that kind of culture, so now be grouped to them. Yesterday it was in your heart, now today it's being displayed. What you've been concealing in your heart, now it's coming, becoming manifest. So those are grouped accordingly. Users are grouped accordingly. People that are experimenting in halal and haram, cheating, robbing, stealing, etc., procrastinating, they are grouped accordingly. So now you can imagine what a horrible scene this will be. In front of everybody, you are being singled out, put out, alright, you group with this person here, and you group with that person. Now, this is the thing that will support you on that day, that you're afraid that you're going to be at the tribunal, you'll be one and alone, and there's nobody on your side to come and help you. Ma aghna anni mali, I had all the wealth. And today, that wealth is of no use, it's been devalued. Currencies written off, class. Right? There's no value for that. The contacts and the influences that you have at the highest levels, that also is perished. They themselves are in a predicament. How they can sell, how they can help you, when they themselves are in a predicament. So this will help you. The more you conscientize yourself about these things here, the life beyond this life, then you come online. And the more you shy away from this, the more you are unmindful of this life, then you are walking in circles. You don't know what's life all about. So you're concerned about this. Sometimes you're getting to the Qabristan, right? You read for the mayyit or relatives, etc. But equally or even more important is to think, all right, today this man lies here. Tomorrow I'll be lying. And the man I'm looking at now, at his grave, man of influence, wealth, at a clip of the finger, he's doing things, right? And today he's totally helpless. Enjoyment means you have access and you can express your feelings, right? And it's a moment where you can't express anything, you've got access to nothing. You're looking at it physically, right? He's blocked off from all sides. And no access to anything. So at that crucial moment, what is the thing that will help you? So that's the more important reason why you go to a Qabristan and think and reflect that today he's down there, tomorrow it's my turn. Malakul Maut has got no limits, time, age, person, family, etc. You have to go, you have to go. 40 years, 30 years, 35 years, 100 years, but he's got no time limit. He'll take you whenever he's appointed to do so. So when that's in place, then you'll be able to safely look after yourself against the wrong desires. وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنْ هَوَىٰ. Qazi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Ali, one of the leading fasirs of this age, or the last two centuries, and he says, that at least to get into the entry level, we don't want to be thrown out completely, but at least at some level we are grooved in the right. So how do we go about being grooved in the right? We want to be grouped, but the grouped in the right type of grooves. Though we may not enjoy the position of the great awliya, etc., but we group to them. We are just linked up with them. Allah Ta'ala has linked up with them. So how to be group ourselves, at least at a primary level, at an entry level, but we group them. So he says there are three requirements for this to get grouped correctly. The one thing is this, that there is no flaw in our beliefs. In the elements of beliefs, we keep it straight, undiluted, unpolluted. And that requires that we don't listen to all type of talk. Somebody's coming on a YouTube, somebody's coming on Instagram, somebody's coming on this program, and we're listening to everything, and our faith and elements of faith are getting all muddled, all mixed up. Every person is not in a position to sift out the wrong from the right. He doesn't know, everything is confusing to him. So whatever will be appealing to his mind, he'll go that way. But will that be right? This appeals to me, and I'm just going according to what appeals to me. It can go completely off. Because here's something that was very exciting, that you don't have to be a Muslim now. There are some speakers now, that even they call themselves Muslims, they got Muslim names, but they are dynamic speakers, and attracting crowds. Right? And then one of them says that you don't have to be a Muslim, you can remain in your Christian faith, and you'll still get into Jannah. Now this type of line appeals to many people. Just be kind, be loving and caring, and get to Jannah. Right? That's not all deen. The line that is given by shaitan to then shaitanize you, to mislead you. Right? That means that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wasted his time calling people towards Islam. Saying, you ever go out of Islam, then you're going to be a failure. You'll be a total failure. So Rasulullah didn't know, the Anbiya didn't know what they were doing, Jibreel didn't know. And today, in the 15th century, now you come and discover this type of facts. So there are those that are taking it completely off. The right thing is, by look at the different speakers, understand, contact the right persons. One person you've got, two persons you've got, they're absolutely straight, not influenced by wealth, not by influence, etc. Nothing. Nothing influences them. They are straight, kind, to the point, not any work of theirs or any words of theirs are not ambiguous, it's going straight. So then you hold to them and hold to them firmly. So one requirement is that your faith, you don't allow your faith to be affected in any way. The elements of Iman, whatever requires you to be straight, like it's become the commonplace in this day, you have gone into a phase where you want to justify. I want to justify myself, make myself feel appeased with the process of justifying. Rather than the way of the Anbiya's Alayhi Salaam style was, Sahaba Ikram style, when there's a mistake, they come totally lowered themselves, recognizing, acknowledging the mistake, and asking Allah's forgiveness. Rather than justifying, you're appeasing yourself, but you're making a fool of yourself. You can make a stupid of yourself, you're justifying the wrong that you've done. He's not going to make it right by Allah. He's got a criterion, and you have to follow it to conform to that criterion. So that's the first requirement to follow this Jamaat, Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. The second is this, that the clear injunctions and prohibitions, that you follow them, clear. One is clear, one is ambiguous, but one is absolutely clear. Like the Bukhari Sharif Hadith got photography, and the worst type of punishment would be meted out by the person that makes pictures of images of animal things, right? So now it's a clear hadith now. When it's clear now, we don't have to term it to be ambiguous, important. It's clear, the message is clear, I don't have to confuse myself, I don't have to confuse my others, right? And then, about not mixing with women, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَعًا فَسَأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحِجَابِ. Women should be segregated, not mixing up with men, right? So the things that are absolutely clear, I keep it clear. I don't justify, thereby trying to appease my mind and my conscience. I don't do that. What is right? I made a mistake, but I acknowledge my mistake. I'm remorseful, I make tawbah, but at no point will I ever justify the wrong. So that's the second requirement. One is get the elements of faith and iman right, and one is that the wrongs that are clear, the right that is clear, in the Quran, in the text of the Hadith, then you go by that, don't move away from that. Don't ever move. No matter who does it. Any person is doing it, that person doing it, he is not the criteria. The criteria is the Quran, the Hadith, the consensus of all ulama right throughout the world, and analysis, the correct process of analogy, that person that is an expert obviously can do it. Everybody can't go and do an analogy. So that's the second requirement, to be at least in the primary level of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, getting your easy entry to Jannah. And the third level, third requirement is that wherever there is a consensus, in any matter there is a consensus, right, then we don't break the consensus, right? There's a consensus about Tarawih, 20 rakat namaz in Ramadan, after Isha namaz, there's a consensus right throughout the world. All the ulama in the past, Imam Bukhari or Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Dawud or Imam Muslim, all have agreed that Tarawih is 20 rakat. So we don't break away from this consensus. We remain stuck onto that. Of course, some mistake, we didn't do it at some time or the other, then we are remorseful, we don't try to justify the wrong that we are doing. So now this brings you to the primary level into the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat, that will then lead you to Jannah in an easy way, and not only with ease but with honor and dignity. That was acceptable.